Masechet Chulin, Perek Gimal, Mishnah He. He will talk about different sicknesses that an animal may have that do not make it a terefa. We're talking about conditions that even though it may kill the animal, they don't cause any sort of damage in the internal organs like the other terefot that we mentioned, and therefore the animal would be kosher. Mishnah says, Ahuzat Hadam, if an animal got very high blood pressure and it became very hard to breathe for that animal. V'hame'ushinet, an animal that breathed in smoke from fire and also is having a hard time breathing. V'hame'suninet, an animal that got a cold and it got sick. V'she'achela haredufni, if it ate oleander, which is a herb that is poisonous for animals. V'she'achla su'at tanegolim, or it ate the waste of chickens, which is also poisonous for animals. Or if it drank bad water, water that was poisoned by snakes. They left their venom in it. It was left uncovered and may have been poisoned by snakes when they put venom in it. In these cases, keshera, the animal is kosher, because even though it may be sick and it is going to die, the sickness or the poison that it has doesn't affect the organs and make it a terefa. So we learn from here, the time it becomes a terefa is only when there's actual damage to the animal. In all these cases, it's not only kosher, but people are allowed to eat it. It's considered to be safe. When an animal eats poison, it's not dangerous for the person afterwards. Like we mentioned, there was that plant oleander and also the waste of chickens. They're poisonous only to animals, but human beings would not have any danger if they ate the animal that consumed those items. And the mayim hara'im, the water that may have been poisoned, the digestion inside the animal changes its form and it's no longer dangerous, the venom, to people. Achla sam hamavet, if the animal ate actual poison that is dangerous to people as well. Or she kisha nahash, or was bitten by a poisonous snake. Muteret mishum terefa, you're allowed to eat the animal in terms of it being a terefa. In other words, it's not unkosher. V'asura mishum sakarat nevashot, but it's forbidden to eat the animal because it's dangerous to life. A person could die from it, from poison or from this type of snake venom. That could be a major problem for it. In those types of situations, uniquely, since it's not healthy for the human being eating it, it would be halachically asur as well over here. In the previous case where we said there was water, that's the water that had a snake put venom in it. Here we're talking about that the animal was bitten directly from a poisonous snake. It remains dangerous even after the animal digested it, and therefore it's not allowed to be eaten.